Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so while you were on vacation, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
We have hit new heights of total absurdity in the country. Every day just gets crazier.
Or depths, whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah. Okay, so we now have the Democrats in their media vowing to protect the Mike Johnson speakership. Let that sink in.
Yeah, I know.
Vowing to protect the Mike Johnson speakership. They think he's doing a great job helping them with their agenda. And they're warning Republicans, don't try to remove him. We will protect him. We will protect. This is the level of absurdity that we are at this point. Here's Ro Khanna. He's a liberal professor, progressive Democrat congressman on CNN yesterday.
Okay, you just said something significant. You said you would oppose the motion to vacate. In other words, you will protect Speaker Johnson's job if Marjorie Taylor Greene and the others go through with their threat to try to remove him.
I would, through the end of the term. I expect Speaker Pelosi, Speaker Jeffers will be there in 2025. But look, and I'm a progressive Democrat, and I think you would have a few progressive Democrats doing that. And I disagree with Speaker Johnson on many issues and have been very critical of him. But he did the right thing here, and he deserves to keep his job till the end of this term.
Wow. So what we have, Lee, is the supposedly Republican, I put that in air quotes, it's not real clear anymore who Mike Johnson represents. The supposedly Republican speaker, what happened over the weekend, he used Democrat votes to overcome the will of the majority of Republicans. The majority of Republicans tried to vote down that Ukraine funding. And Mike Johnson, the Democrats, partnered together to overwhelm them. Okay, so we had a minority of Republicans vote for the Ukraine funding along with the Democrats. So what you have right now is exactly what Kevin McCarthy was removed for. He was doing the same thing. He was using Democrat votes when he was the Republican speaker to thwart the will of the majority of Republicans who didn't want to lock in the top level COVID spending. You know, when we were printing and printing and printing all those checks to pay people to stay home. We don't need to print that amount of money anymore. We don't need to pay people to stay home. But the Democrats want to keep doing it. So Kevin McCarthy sneaks over to the White House, betrays the Republicans, and jams Joe Biden's full spending measure through with Democrat votes over the will of the majority of Republicans. So Kevin McCarthy rightfully lost his seat. That is what that was over. And now Mike Johnson resisted doing this kind of thing for 5-6 months, but now he's doing it too, which is fascinating to me. I don't know how they get them to do this stuff, but they are. And it's to the point of extremity that the Democrats are so in control that they are going to protect the speakership of Mike Johnson. things we've never seen before.
Yeah, it's definitely strange.
It's definitely strange, but I want to get into the weeds a little bit so you can understand how outrageous this is. One of the big reasons Republicans removed Kevin McCarthy is that Kevin McCarthy wouldn't allow, and this is why I supported Kevin McCarthy being removed. Kevin McCarthy, this is one of three reasons, would not allow individual votes on funding for individual federal agencies. That would have let Republicans go in and cut things like Americans pay for airline tickets for illegals and sometimes terrorists, because we did put a terrorist on a plane, to fly into the interior. We're not going to pay for that anymore. We're not going to pay for free phones for illegals at the border anymore. We're not going to give them cash cards down in Tijuana to fund their trip here. We're not going to do that anymore. We've spent over $20 billion doing that over the last 3 years, which is making the trips for a lot of these people possible. We're paying for their hotel nights, their food. This is why they have clean new clothes when they get here. You're paying for that. We could go in and cut that if Kevin McCarthy would have allowed individual votes. So we're going to have an individual vote on the Homeland Security bill. That lets you go in and cut, right? But if you do a continuing resolution, you can't cut anything. It's either an up or down vote, right? So this is the way that Kevin McCarthy kept Joe Biden's agenda funded. So Republicans rightly threw him out. And Mike Johnson promised, people forget this, he would let them have those individual votes, Republicans, so we can go in and cut this really, really bad rot that's in so many of these agencies, right? Well, has Mike Johnson allowed Republicans to vote up or down on individual bills that would allow them to go in and cut all of these Democrat agenda items? We could stop a lot of the open borders if we would stop paying illegals to come here. If we'd stop covering their bills with your taxpayer money for them to come here. So Mike Johnson promised Republicans to get the vote. Yes, I'm going to let you have 12 individual appropriations bills. We'll go in. We'll cut all this. He comes in, slams the door on that, right? Won't let Republicans vote on individual bills. It's only an up or down yes or no vote on Joe Biden's agenda. But Lee, he will let Democrats have individual votes. He separated out, as they requested, the Ukraine funding, the Taiwan funding, the Israel funding, and he stabbed Republicans in the back. He told Republicans, look, any Ukraine funding, that bill is going to have mandatory border security in it. It's going to have the Remain in Mexico policy. It's going to have all of these policies of Trump's that were very effective at closing the border. Democrats are going to have to vote to close the border if they want to vote to close the Ukrainian border and give them $61 million, right? So Democrats say to Mike Johnson, they make the same request as Republicans. Hey, you know, can you just separate this out so we can kill the border security and just have an up or down vote on Ukraine? And Johnson's like, sure. But Republicans, Lee, can't get that deal from Johnson. Think about that. So here's what Ro Khanna is saying. Yeah, we love him. He gave us individual votes. Something the Republicans in Congress can't even get from Mike Johnson.
Does Speaker Johnson deserve credit for how this played out?
He does. Yeah. And we had one issue, which was give individual votes. Don't lump things together. And I give him credit for doing this.
That's just so stunning to hear Democrats say that.
It's stunning.
Because that's what they always do, and they do that in order to get things passed that normally would not get an up or down vote on it as a singular bill or issue. So,
yeah, but Republicans can't get that
deal.
Can't
get that treatment, no.
I'm fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by the fact that Mike Johnson held out for 6 months, to his credit. I gave him a lot of credit for it. He actually forced the Europeans to come up with 60 billion with a B. euros to fund the Ukrainian war, proving we never had to fund any of it. They're just looking at us and going, will these American chumps keep funding it? And Mike Johnson proved that if we stopped funding it, the EU would just pick it right up and they'd fund Ukraine. They'd fund the war against Russia. And Mike Johnson held steady for all these months, but something just happened. He flipped sides. Now he's doing the same thing as Kevin McCarthy. In other words, it took them 6 months for the Democrats to flip the Republican speaker into being essentially their speaker, doing their will and thwarting the Republicans. What was it? Aren't you fascinated by this, Lee?
Yeah.
What? How did they do it?
I'm just continually disappointed in how Republicans never get anything about any of this dealing that goes on. We just never seem to get anything out of it. I mean, obviously, if you have reached some type of compromise, if you give your political opposition something they want or a part of what they want, then you should be getting something you want or part of what you want. And I just don't see what it is that Republicans, and I'm not just saying conservatives, but I just don't see what Republicans are getting out of this deal. And Johnson is putting himself on the chopping block. I mean, you know, whether you agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who are calling for the motion to vacate the chair, you know, that's a threat that's out there, and he knew about this going into it. We've already seen it happen once. Matt Gaetz already made that happen the first time with McCarthy. So we know that this is a doable situation, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's smart politics or not. That's the consequences. And yet here we are again.
Unless the reason Mike Johnson did all this is that and I bet this is what happened. The Democrats, Ro Khanna, said to him, "We got your back. We're not going to let Marjorie Taylor Greene or any of these Republicans take you out if you give us everything we want. And first, what thing we want to do is we want to break the border security part out from the Ukraine funding, even though you've promised your own party, in fact, you promised it to get elected, that any Ukraine bill would have to come with border security first. Hey, you know what? You break it out for us, we'll protect you. We will not let Marjorie Taylor Greene or any of these Republicans stop you." I bet you, this is the missing piece, I bet you that Mike Johnson knew the Democrats had his back when he firmly inserted the knife into the backs of the majority of his own party. But what does he get? Has he been threatened, blackmailed? Is he just promised, "Hey, look, we've got $15 million worth of board seats for you when you're done in 9 months. What has he been? Because he knows, Lee, he knows he's never going to be elected speaker again at this point. He's done at the end of this term. So maybe he's just cashing in. I don't know, but I'd love to know how they did it. How did they buy this one off too, or threaten him or scare him, or I don't know.
My only advice to Speaker Johnson is never trust a Democrat.
A Democrat. Nope.
Never. I don't care what they offer. I don't care what they promise. I don't care what they say is the reason why they're doing something. Never trust a Democrat. Because even if they believe what they're telling you, they'll go back on it. They will go back on it.
Yeah. The second that they have no use.
Right. Exactly.
For
done.
You.
Et tu, Brute.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's only the beginning of the crazy from yesterday. Can you believe yesterday the argument by the Democrat Joe Biden prosecutor? They brought in a federal prosecutor of Joe Biden's to prosecute Trump yesterday, which is incredible, right? And then pretend like they have nothing to do with it.
Right.
We'll get into that in a minute. They argued Trump was interfering in the 2016 election by paying off Stormy Daniels. Election interference. That is exactly what Hillary did when she made up the Russia collusion hoax, which Joe Biden and Barack Obama, you remember, knew by the summer of 2016, because the CIA chief went to the White House to warn them, "Hey, this Russia collusion thing is fake. The Russians know it's fake. They're very angry. They're being accused of a coup. They know Hillary made it up. We just want you to know, because this could be a major international threat. Causing war problems, whatever, between us and Russia." So is Hillary being prosecuted for election interference?
No,
not at all. Trump is literally being prosecuted for what Hillary did. I know you're laughing, right? Because you can only laugh. It's so absurd.
Welcome to America.
And I'm just getting started. I don't even think I can get it all in, but I'm going to try. Coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm not sure Americans realize how ridiculous this has gotten in New York already. We're only a day in, okay? To what will be the way all elections are held going forward. The Republican will be on trial and punishment in a blue area, blue county somewhere, for daring to challenge the Democrats, if the person isn't put in prison for daring to challenge the Democrats. Okay, you got to understand something. Michael Cohen, a convicted felon and a convicted perjurer, in other words, he has lied before under oath, is the star witness here in this trial, right? So he is going to lie under oath because that's what he does. That's why they've brought him in. That's why they're so confident that in this Trump trial, they have made him the star witness. Okay, so Cohen is a dirty guy. That's what they're counting on. They are counting on that he will lie under oath, knowing full well he won't be prosecuted for it. Okay, so they have sent Michael, the Democrats have sent Michael Cohen out on a media tour. So he's doing interviews everywhere all night long against Trump. He's poisoning the jury pool. He's spewing lies. He is conducting this trial in the media. Trump, naturally, to save himself from the inside of a prison cell, wants to counter Cohen, but he can't because Trump has been gagged. So Cohen is not gagged. Cohen is out there running an online and a news campaign on these liberal stations, lying about Trump, lying about the case. The judge knows he's lying. The judge doesn't care. The judge has gagged Trump from responding to anything Cohen is doing or saying. We have never seen anything like this before.
About this gag order, so Donald Trump is not allowed to talk about any of the witnesses, and that would include Michael Cohen, who is at this point a public figure and who is on a media tour bashing Donald Trump. How is that fair?
It's not fair, and he's also a known liar, Michael Cohen is. Imagine how President Trump feels about this. He would much rather be on the campaign trail. He'd much rather be in Need to Win States, talking to average Americans about how he wants to make this country great again. He would much rather be doing all of that and sharing his vision for restoring America. But unfortunately, because of these endless indictments, witch hunts, and trials, he is stuck in a courtroom in New York City where the city is no friend to him. Unfortunately. And, you know, again, the fact that Donald Trump continues to go on Truth Social and to speak his mind, I think shows just how badly Donald Trump wants to control this narrative.
Yeah, he has no other way to respond. He is being assassinated by a felony level convicted perjurer every night on TV, and the judge won't let him respond, understandably, because the judge's little girls made $15 million from Democrat Party fundraising off the judge's trial, which, by the way, is illegal in New York. That's why the judge gagged Trump, specifically saying the judge saying Trump could not talk about his little girl. Well, she's making bank. She raised $93 million as president of a company that does fundraising for the Democrat Party, and that company pocketed $15 million in profit. We don't know how much of that she took home or maybe shared with daddy. We would know that if this was a Democrat being tried by a Republican, those questions would be asked. So this is pure profit for the judge. It's pure profit for his family. This is the Democrat Party paying off the judge to create these ridiculous situations. Trump knows he has got to keep talking because he is going to be assassinated politically by this judge in violation of law of New York. So what does he do? He goes on Truth Social and he talks about the lawbreaker. He talks about this judge. He talks about the... So he has violated the gag order at least 7 times. So they're going to have a hearing today. And Alvin Bragg, the crooked New York prosecutor, is asking for contempt of court. If the judge says contempt of court, Trump could go to jail. We could see Trump jailed for the first time for responding to a witness, Cohen, who should be gagged, who's been allowed to run out there, run his mouth, lie his rear end off, and Trump can't respond. And then that's what Cohen does at night. And then during the day, Cohen is going to be the star witness in the court. Trump has no choice. He's got to counter him. You know what should be happening, though, y'all? Again, why is this happening? Do you know who should be countering Cohen? An echo chamber of high-ranking Republicans who have taken to the news every night to say Cohen is lying. This is bad. Here's what the truth is. But if you notice, once again, watch Trump outside the courtroom yesterday. Totally alone. There's no echo chamber. There's no war room. There's no talking points. Trump is absolutely alone. The only people standing up for him are paid legal commentators who happen to work for Fox News, should anybody happen to be watching Fox News. This is why this is happening. The Republican leadership is pretending it's not happening. They have thrown him to the wolves. He's by himself. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to ask you this. What do you think? Will it help Trump if he goes to jail? Because I'm pretty sure he's going to have to go to jail by the end of this trial with the gag order. He cannot let Cohen go out night after night after night after night and lie about him, with the judge patting Cohen on the head and judge's little girl pocketing millions of dollars. He can't do that. He's got to respond. He cannot comply with the law. This is a lawless court. And again, let me remind you, as we do every day, how this judge is breaking the law. The judge is breaking the law.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations 100.2 that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
The Democrat Party is literally paying her right now, Democrat Senatorial Committee. Again, that's Doug Schoen on Fox News. Apparently, there's been some confusion on this station. I guess somebody said that the daughter, that she's not really the judge's daughter. She's the judge's daughter. We clarified that yesterday. CNN agrees she's his daughter. So does Fox News. So does New York Post. So it's she's the judge's. Apparently, there was some confusion on this station. So I wanted to just go ahead and clear that up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got a text yesterday, I meant to read y'all. There was so much going on yesterday. And it was from an RV salesperson. Sell RVs? Gosh, I've always wanted one. Anyway, he said he's seeing something he's never seen before. So were they all, his colleagues. People coming in to buy RVs to live in as an alternative to buying a home because they can't afford it anymore. And he was saying these aren't like poor people. And you're like, well, we keep, I mean, the loan on a home. And it's true. I mean, when Trump left office and left his historically low 1.4, 1.5% inflation rate, anything under 2 is great. The average price of a home, the average mortgage, I should say, of on the average home was roughly $1,340. So that was pretty much what you would pay. Fast forward to today, it's $3,300 for the average home. Do you imagine when Trump left office almost 4 years ago? I mean, $3,400, that would buy you like a really nice home. Not anymore. People can't afford it. So they're buying RVs, which apparently is the new American dream. You know, this is just, people are just giving up. Well, okay, if I can't afford a home, then maybe I'll buy one on wheels. Does the bathroom work? Can I shower? At least I won't be homeless. New poll, a third of Americans wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river. 30,000 people were polled and 36% said van life is something they would consider. Yeah, because they have to. Wouldn't you rather have a beautiful home down by the river? But you can under Joe Biden. Where were you supposed to accept inflation? Texture rates. Hey, Tara, there's a place here in town. They put RVs in to rent them out because people can't afford apartments or houses, which would be a huge story if Trump was in office, but it's Biden, so nobody's talking about it except us. Texter writes, why is Republican leadership, and I use that term loosely, not jumping up and down with their hair on fire about the way Trump is being unjustly prosecuted? Nothing, not even crickets. Folks, I liken it to this. You ever seen, I love wildlife videos, like wildlife documentaries. You ever watched a wolf pack hunt? Oh, you know what I love is watching a wolf pack hunt from the air now. You ever done that? Because we've got drones, so we could follow them. It's eerie. It's like they have ESP. Because they'll split off. There'll be like three of them. They'll be like, you know, a mile and a half apart. And they'll, in perfect sync, come around and ambush the herd. And what do? They're all locked onto the same one. Somehow they know. I don't know. And they'll separate it from the herd. And the rest of the herd has to, at some point, make the decision to move on and abandon the one member for their own survival. That is what is happening with the GOP. Just watch this. You'll see, they'll have Trump's clips. He's standing utterly alone. There is nobody with him. He has been completely abandoned by the GOP. And that is why you have outrageous situations allowed. We should have a strike force. We should have what the Democrats have. They all go on the networks at night speaking off the exact same talking points. Remember Rush used to play that? We should be saying, this judge has sent the key witness in the case, convicted perjurer who has lied under oath, Michael Cohen, who is the star witness. He said every night, Cohen is out there trashing Trump on television. Trump is not allowed to respond because he's been gagged. So there's going to be a hearing today to decide, does Trump get a fine? It could be $1,000 per Truth Social post, or do they just proceed with going ahead and putting him in prison, putting him in jail for contempt of court? Anything to keep Cohen out there lying every night on the television. And that wasn't the most galling thing yesterday. Okay, arguments open yesterday. And there is this guy by the name of Michael Colangelo. Who is he? He was the number three in charge at the Department of Injustice under Joe Biden. He has left that position, which a prosecutor never does, and goes to work for the county district attorney in New York? That doesn't make any sense. And that's exactly what Turley, Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor yesterday, was explaining on Fox.
Trump insists that there's coordination between Bragg's office and Washington. Bragg's office says, no, there's no coordination. Yet, what do we see at trial today? The prosecution being led in part by Matthew Colangelo, who was the former associate attorney general of the United States, who gave up that plum position to go back and become a state prosecutor. Does that seem a little unusual?
Well, you can only imagine what Trump was thinking. This is like playing poker with someone with their cards facing outward. I mean, the first person they bring up is the very guy that they got from the Biden Justice Department who's leading this effort. And that only reaffirms and supports this narrative, right, that this is all coordinated. It's a mystery to me why they would do that, except there is a chilling reality here. It doesn't matter. It's New York. That is, if the fact is that most people in most courts would be like, whoa, let's not start with the former Biden justice attorney to make this argument. But in New York, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because not much else matters except the name of the defendant on the caption, Donald Trump.
It's outrageous. Federalist Molly Hemingway added some more to that. Again, the number three in charge at the Department of Injustice, you know how corrupt they are. They hit Hunter Biden's laptop. They were all over the 51 spies who lie. Oh, that laptop? You mean the one we have down in the basement? Yeah, that's not Hunter's. It's Russia collusion. They knew the whole time it was Hunter's. So that's how profoundly corrupt the Department of Injustice is. They have to send in their own prosecutor to get Trump.
Who was leading the opening statement today against the president?
Matthew Colangelo, who used to be the number three under Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice.
Under Joe Biden.
He left that cushy job at the Department of Justice to go be a line prosecutor in a city office, that shows how coordinated this is. It's not just him. In fact, there was a law firm here in New York City that's known as a Democrat law firm that handed over a few of its attorneys to help bring charges against Donald Trump. This is part of a widespread and coordinated effort, and I think everyone kind of knows it. But it is really interesting to me to see this man out there today, and you look at how so many Republicans can't even handle a minute of negative coverage from the media. And this guy has people attempting to bankrupt him, imprison him. You have actual House members trying to remove Secret Service protection from him. And he knows that if he were to just be no threat to the regime, it would all go away. And every day he gets out there and he keeps making his case. And that does a lot to explain why he is so beloved by so many Americans.
Joey.
All by himself. And yes, the Democrats in the House are trying to strip Trump's Secret Service. That is remarkable, given what do we find out just 6 weeks ago from the FBI? That Arian has sent assassins, or those recruiting assassins, and they are trying to infiltrate the U.S. if they have not already, to take out Trump and his inner circle. Now, that may sound a little kooky. Most people don't realize, though, Iran has already done this. They attempted to assassinate Trump advisor John Bolton, and they attempted to assassinate Mike Pompeo, and the folks involved in those plots were arrested and are awaiting trial. In other words, they made it here. They recruited assassins. And Democrats are like, cool. You know, let's strip them of a Secret Service and see how that works. I can't believe the country I live in some days, y'all. All right. Coming up, so much more going on. Question being, Elon Musk is potentially at risk of being jailed no less than 3 countries. I'll tell you which ones. Will Joe Biden extradite him? Good morning. Okay. So, crazy Trump trial. And it's almost gotten comical, okay? Donald Trump is not allowed to leave to see his son graduate, campaign, do anything of any kind. The goal at this point is to waste time, to sit and to waste time. So to further that goal, the judge has allowed a juror. This is one of the backup jurors, not the main jury. You know, they'll keep alternates. To take half a day for his dentist appointment. While the former leader of the free world awaits, the judge has halted the entire trial. Then, you know, he's got a dentist appointment at noon, and what could we do? Oh, I don't know. Ask him to reschedule it? I don't know. So Trump can't leave, but the judge is like, yes, take the afternoon off. Why? It's just another afternoon. We can keep Trump from campaigning against Joe Biden. Sure, go to the dentist. Go twice! As they're now preparing to have this hearing about whether Trump can be gagged and potentially jailed to keep him from responding to Michael Cohen's campaign in the media against him. Unbelievable. As Jonathan Turley, legal expert, points out, Trump is being tried literally for what Hillary Clinton did.
This is what Hillary Clinton's people did. You know, remember when they funded the Steele dossier, which they denied to reporters, they put it as a legal expense, and then they fought the eventual fine that they received from the federal government, saying, but it was a legal expense. But now you've got some of the same Democrats supporting this bizarre theory.
Yeah, it's nuts. All right, coming up. Australia has taken a position. I warned you, Battleground America podcast listeners, about it. So this was coming. You will see a day when foreign bureaucrats, in this case in Australia, argue that people like you and me shouldn't be able to post what we want in America. And it's here. And they want to jail Elon Musk because he's standing between us and them. This is a remarkable story. We'll cover all of it and more in the next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Basketball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.